Blog Talk Radio.
Might be a simple life, but we stand.
singer-songwriter Gary Nelson, and I listen to KCEG Radio.
KCEG Radio.
Well,
the following program is the property of KCEG Radio and cannot be recorded or rebroadcast without the permission of KCEG Radio.
Coming to you live from Studio A in beautiful downtown North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, it's the Mike Leonard Show!
Playing unsigned artists 24/7, and you are listening to the Mike Leonard Show. Now here's Mike with today's topic.
Hey girls, today's topic is major versus indie. What really happens when you sign a record deal? We're going to be talking about that tonight, and phone lines are open right now, and you're listening to the Mike Leonard Show, and I'm Mike Leonard, and we got a lot of stuff going on right now, but well, as the recording industry continues to battle against the steady decline of physical album sales, and now steady decline in digital album sales, it can be difficult for an independent musician to determine the best path to take for a long-term growth and success. This crossroads is met with three separate avenues. One, DIY, do it yourself. Okay, let me get down here. Two, independent label. Three, major label. Okay. There are pros and cons to each avenue, which should be weighed carefully against what type of music, musician, band you are and how you expect to see growth. DIY, pros and cons. 100% creative control. No label means you have complete control over the direction of your music. You also have complete control over your marketing and the free will to say yes or no to any opportunities that come your way. Simply put, this is the most ideal scenario possible for an artist. 100% rights retention without a label. Any revenue generated from these things, like album sales and sync licensing deals, goes right into your pocket. Build your own team. While a DIY means do it yourself, it doesn't mean do it alone. You are your own boss. So you can surround yourself with the people who share in your vision and have the skills to help you move your career forward. Wow, that's a lot to say in 1 minute, huh? Okay, here's Devil's Doorway with BK Gray.
Child, for your life,
devil's doorway.
Devil's Doorway and BK Gray on KCG. Well, we have some new things going on right now. We actually, I don't know what's going on here. We actually have a lot of stuff going on right now. We're changing some of the top 30. We've been trying to send out notices or messages to the artists that are on the top 10 and the top 30. But we've had some issues where we can't find the artists on our Facebook. So Now, if we can't find them on Facebook, they're going to be removed from the top 30, so just for that week, because we want to let everybody know where they're sitting on there for Sunday on, during the show, try to get more people calling in and say, hey, glad I'm out there, you know, out in here. So, yeah, there's a lot of things going on. It's just going to help us to get a little more interactivity and let people know that are on the station that where they're sitting on the top 30. Okay, God, we got a lot of talking to do yet tonight. So, okay, the cons of having your own, being an indie label or on your own, limited resources, no label means any money for things like recording, distribution, marketing, etc., all come from your pocket. Limited network, one of the biggest benefits to a label is the access to their existing network, which can open significantly doors. Doors and create opportunity for you and your music. Without a label, your network can be limited to those who know directly. Oh, I'm pretty out of it tonight, so give me a break, okay? Phone lines are open if you want to give us a call. We'll going to play right now. This is Sabrina Maria. And this is a song, a beautiful song. I just really paid attention to it a couple days ago and just loved it. It's called Mama. The nice thing is we're going to be having her hopefully next week in a live interview on the Mike Leonard Show. So, but here's Sabrina Maria with Mama on KCG.
Love. tears with that loving, gentle hand.
That's Mama Sabrina Maria on KCG. What a beautiful song, huh? I just love that. I'm going to ask her some questions about that on next week. And we got another interview coming up real soon, too. I don't know if it'll be next week or not, but World's Five's interested in a live interview. So we're just working plans on getting them on there, too. And it looks like our chat is really dead tonight. Nobody's on the Hillbilly chat tonight. If you request a song, we'll certainly play it right now during the but get on the chat and do it, because I'm not really able to read my email very much right now, but I'm going to check it real quick. Nope. Okay. So, well, we're going to get back to independent record label pros and cons. Pros, a team that believes in you, in your music. Label and our smaller companies who are less likely to be pressured by the board of directors to sign a specific sound or promote a specific look just for success on the charts. Personal relationships with your team. Independent record labels tend to have much smaller artist rosters, allowing you to get more face time with your team to discuss things like strategy and execution. Pro artists. Contracts. Indie label contracts are known to be more artist-friendly, giving the artist more money for their work through either profit-sharing programs or simply a larger percentage of revenue than given by a major label. Cons. Funding an issue for independent labels being that they can range so deeply, so greatly in size and success in funds. A lack of funding means smaller budget for recording production of physical discs, packaging, distribution costs, tour support, merchandise, etc. Size, although a smaller size allows artists to form a stronger relationship with an indie record label, it also means that the label itself has less influence and reach within the industry. Well, we'll get to the major label pros and cons right after this song, and we're going to play one from Sydney Jane. This is Doesn't Matter. It's actually recorded at the Beldy Studios or Electric Shop Recording in Las Vegas, Nevada. Come on, Sydney.
Total chaos. At what cost? Just your words. Feeling lost. Fearful people. Hurt and lie. Your heart in pieces. You can't fly. No one can steal your inner high. Open your eyes. Pain and strife. Close it off. Don't let it in. Wasted energy. A fatal sin. Total chaos. At what cost? Twisting of words. Feeling lost. Fearful people. Hurt and lie. Heart in pieces, you can't fly, no one can steal your inner high, open your eyes. Cleared your day. Done well, my friend.
necessary. You matter. You matter.
Surround yourself with energy. Don't let them in. Don't let them in. Take a breath. Clear your day. You've done well, my friend. Necessary. Necessary. You matter.
KCG, that's Sydney Jane, doesn't matter. Wow. Kind of reminds you of your days in the partying, don't it? Well, major label pros and cons. Here's pros. Funding, although budgets are not what they used to be, the majors will have more money for things like marketing and production, networking and connections. Long-standing reach and influences come with the deep-seated Rolex of contacts across all aspects of the industry. Reputation and influence. Obviously, size can make a significant difference between when dealing with the biggest names in music. Being signed to a major label has its benefits. In that, larger media outlets and bigger opportunities may be more likely to take interest in you. Okay, well, we got a lot of stuff going on right now. As of sometime later tonight, we're going to be shutting off the voting part of it for the station, because when we start tonight or in the morning at midnight, the oldies, they're not still posting pictures, so we have to do all these images that you see on the website. We have to do that individually, one at a time. So we haven't had the oldies for the last 2 weeks, but I want to continue it tomorrow like we used to. So what we're going to do is just shut off the voting. So after 10, 11, 12 o'clock tonight, it'll stop until after about midnight tomorrow night, and then we'll turn it back on after the oldies, so I don't collaborate all those songs from midnight to midnight on the oldies, and it just take me forever to try to get all those in until they get that fixed, which I don't think they will, because it's been about 3 months now. They still haven't fixed the artwork program, so we got to do it individually. So I just want to let you know, if anybody asks on Facebook or Twitter, I'm not going to really announce it. It'll just be off. You just won't be able to vote, or you'll be able to see who's in the top 30 and stuff. Okay, well, right now we're going to get on to a group called Texas on KCG.
The lines were drawn in anger. The sun was hot just about high noon. And everybody tried to find some shade to watch the shoulder. At the Lone Star Saloon. It was only a cowboy hangout. Every night they met the tower of the moon. And you know that it was sad to see shots playing out in the distance, and all the walls came tumbling down. It was almost like an explosion as they were crumbling to the ground. Now you know it didn't stand a chance.
Down past the course, you know that I ride
Julie DeVille, Trade It In, KCG. Wow. Tonight's topic is major versus indie. What really happens when you sign a record deal? Okay, the cons of having a record deal with a record or major label. The cons: turnover. Contrary to popular belief, major labels do sign many artists, but much of what is signed quickly gets turned over and dropped by the label. Artists' unfriendly deals being made are that major label record companies are a business. They likely do everything they can to profit as greatly as possible from their investment in you, your music, and your brand. Not only does this mean that the possibility is small royalties, but it means the artist does not get to keep the rights or even the creative control over their music. Well, we're gonna go in a little bit more real quick. I don't know, we better get on the next song. Right now, here's a new band. This is David and Brittany on KCG.
You were always in the back of my mind all the time. Well, I fell upside down and back again, just like always. I was all alone. I never thought I'd be.
Need on KCG, and what we need now is finish this up pretty quick. Okay, what types of deals should you sign? If you determine that a label, either an indie or a major, is the right path for you, there are several types of deals that you can sign. Here's a breakdown of four of the most commonly seen production deals. Rather than signing to the label with a production deal, you would sign on to work with a specific producer who has an agreement to develop artists within a label. Think of this as an artist development deal. You gain the benefit of working one-on-one with a producer, but you also take big percentage cuts, as it is possible with these deals for the producer to take up to 50% of the royalties. Distribution deals. This type of deal is simple. You are often expected to create and produce your album from start to finish, and then the label helps you to get the product into stores. This deal could include getting music videos, albums, and singles into labels' own major digital channels. Most often, this deal includes no advance payment given up front, used for recording purposes, which is paid back by the artist through album sales, and could take up to 25% of the money generated. Well, we hope you're enjoying tonight's show. We're kind of trying to get through this pretty quick. This is a lot to read in 1 hour. Okay, right now we're going to try or play a girl this is a new girl that's been on about 2 weeks now, and it's Tia Gold, and this is called Lonely Hearts on KCG, Mike Leonard Show.
Is there any more hope for love? Any more hope for love? Are we all just gonna stand by and watch it end? Have we found more stimulation in pointless conversation? Never looking deeper than the skin. Well, I ask, what's the purpose of a heart if it does not feel? And I think love's the only feeling that could really heal. Change everything, yeah. I hope it can. Everybody has a moment, we all need a hand. Everybody wants somebody that can understand. Everybody needs somebody that can understand. What about the children? Do we care about the world that they're living in? Say, what about the children? Do we care that how we end is the beginning? Say, are there any lonely hearts out there? Are you looking for a home? I believe that love is the truth. Do you believe in peace? Do you believe in change? Do you believe that peace can change you? If you have a heart just like I have a heart, well then you feel the same way I do. There's someone out there who needs someone to care, so why can't that someone be you? Are there any lonely hearts out there? Are you looking for a home? Are you looking to belong? I made a song just for you. This was for the lonely hearts of men. Not sure you alone. Love is all you really want. I made a song just for you.
Tia Gold on KCG, the Mike Leonard Show. Okay, right now, number three, major label standard record deal. Formerly the most common type of deal, this is what most musicians think of when getting signed by a major label. In this deal, the label would be part of the artist development, recording, pressing, distribution, and marketing, and in most cases, the label would pay the artist in advance. Once the advance is paid off, artists commonly receive a royalty rate of up to 15% of revenue generated. Number four, the 360 deal, seen by many as the future of label deals. This is a new or type of deal offered by labels. With a 360 deal, the label gets involved in all or most aspects of the artist development, including touring and band development, in exchange for taking a percentage of the revenue generated across all channels. Not just recorded music. The benefit here is that you have the label's network and influence to help you generate future revenue opportunities. The downloads as a label can dictate as all aspects of your career and will take a cut of even more of your money you make. Well, what do you guys think? Give us a call. Lines are open right now. And, 646-668-2389. Give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking, okay? It looks like the Hillbilly Channel. I must have made the mat or something. They don't seem to want to be in. But right now we got one from Gary Nelson. This is Nothing at All on KCG Radio.
You said it was nothing, just rumors, that's all. Then I saw your message, you texted your love. You lied without blinking, it was easy for you. Said you love me, was that a lie too? That look in your eyes, that smile on your face, lie after lie, no tears, not a trace, just walk away. Thank you.
That's Sienna King, Zip Zero, Not a Nothing on KCG. Okay, well, we're about 10 minutes or 14 minutes before, actually 11 minutes before the hour. And if you want, give us a call. We're going to keep the lines open for about six more minutes. 646-668-2389. Looks like now Ed's in the chat room and Joe Pops. Well, let's see what he's saying. Oh, he's saying it's kind of quiet in the chat room. Yeah, I must have chased all the hillbillies out. Us Yankees will stick in there then, right, Joe? Okay, right now we got one. This is Renora Code, and this is probably the first one they ever sent me, and it's called That's a Bunch of Bull on KCG.
Now, what? talking about, I'm reaching for that rain. For you know it, you're gonna know my name. There's something, give me something, ain't nothing but a thing. Gonna make that deadline, wanna see my name. I want that golden ring. Oh, let me tell you, I know what you're about to say. Now, what? Now, I need a.
Yes, that's for sure. On KCG, that's for an R code. And if you don't know, Deborah Wilson won one of the duels of the Renora code. She's actually owns the billiards. If you watch or look on Facebook, on her Facebook, you'll see it. Eagle Billiards. Okay. We want to let you know that make sure that you have joined us on our group page, just so if you are in the top 30, we can notify you and let you know. Otherwise, we'll just have to remove that song from the top 30 and go on to the next one. But we're going to do that just to let kind of get more interactivity, hopefully. I think maybe if we just played a Renora code, we'd probably get a lot more. I just kidding. Okay, well, you listen to Mike Leonard on The Mike Leonard Show. Right now we have the band that has the most retweets of anybody on KCG Twitter page. This is Lost Generation with No Mercy on KCG.